huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means taking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive but also profitable.
When you use your reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and welcome to what we call a Rob's Rant episode. Now, I coach and mentor quite a lot of people in the property and business space. And recently, I've been helping some people who seem to be taking forever to make some decisions. And I think there are some things that you can really overthink. And I think that there are some decisions which you could take on more quickly and learn as you go. And so I wanted to share those with you. And really, I suppose, just give you a gentle kick up the backside that sometimes you've got to stop talking, stop thinking, stop analyzing, stop researching, and just start doing. And I know that sounds obvious. You know, when people say, oh, well, you just got to take massive action and just get out there and take consistent action. I kind of think, well, yeah, duh, of course. But sometimes, you know, you work it out as you go, on the go, and not before you go. So here are some of the things I've seen people way overthink, which I think could help you. So the first thing is you don't need to spend years finding your why. You know, yeah, some of us have this big burning why and reason that, you know, we woke up in the middle of the night when we were 7 years old. Daddy, this is what I'm going to be. I'm going to be this, that and the other. But a lot of us, you know, we're tweaking it all the time. You know, year on year, we're getting a bit closer to understanding what our legacy and vision is. And you know, there's these great books on finding your why and start with why and everything else. But if you spend 28 years trying to plan your why, you never get anything done. So get some stuff done and work out your why along the way, not before you go. The next thing is you don't need everybody's opinion. Yes, you want to have a mentor. Yes, you want to have a coach. Yes, you want to have good counsel. But there is such a thing as too many opinions, too many mentors, you know, and just too much other people's opinion on what you should do. Some people say go left. Some people say go right. At the end of the day, sometimes you've got to go, do you know what? What's right for me? I'm going to get started and get this done. The next thing is you don't need to plan anymore. You don't need to prepare anymore. You don't need to get all your ducks in a row anymore. Shuffle some paper, tidy things up, clean out the house. Sometimes you've done that enough. And yeah, you know, they say, what is it? Prepare to plan to prepare to, you know what I mean? That famous quote about I'm not planning properly. But so many people I've seen, they're planning for 3 or 4 or 5 years. They could have made £1 million in that time. So sometimes doing is better than planning. Now, Brian Tracy says that 1 minute spent planning saves 5 minutes doing. Yeah, but not if you're planning for years and years and years and years. Sometimes you need to get out into the market and test and get stuff done. The next thing you do is you don't need to talk it through all over again. You may have already talked it through time after time after time with someone else. Oh, I just want to check. Oh, I just want to check one more time, another time. No. You've talked it through enough. Stop talking, start doing, get out there. You don't need more coaching. You don't need more counseling. You don't need more therapy. And so if you are a bit of a procrastinator, an overanalyzer, if you have these tendencies to get overwhelmed, you can probably relate to a lot of this. Now, if you have the opposite problem and you just, you know, shoot from the hip and you're sort of like ready, fire, aim, you know, maybe your advice is the opposite of what I'm saying is you need to plan a little bit more. You need to prepare a little bit more. You need to find your why, or at least start looking to find your why. You need to take someone else's opinion rather than just rushing and you know, you get that emotional hijack sometimes where you just react emotionally and, you know, it completely overwhelms the logical part of your brain or logical thought process. So, hey, look, this video isn't for everyone. Some of you may need to take the opposite advice, in which case, listen to what I'm saying and do the opposite. Okay, right. You don't need to go and tell everyone and another person and another person. You know, I find that the people that go around telling everyone what they're going to do, don't do it. You know those people who go out and threaten everyone, everywhere, all the time? They rarely deliver on their threats. The people who say nothing and then you get a letter from their lawyer. They're the dark horses and the dangerous ones. So you need to go around telling everyone, just crack on and get it done. You know what? Okay, look, if you're telling a couple of people for accountability, maybe you're shaming yourself with a photo on social media, you know, because you want to get a better body, or you're committing with a few mentors or making a public statement to say, I'm going to achieve these goals in this time. That's good. But once you've done it once, then crack on and go and do it, because it's more powerful to come back to people and say, hey, I did this, rather than I'm going to do this. Because if you keep saying to people, I'm going to, in the end, you'll be saying, I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda, I didn't. And then they're going to there's going to be sort of a lack of believability or respect in you if you keep saying that. The next thing is, there's so many distractions. There's notifications, you know, there's emails, there's phone calls, you know, there's all these, there's kids, you know, there's interruptions in your time. You need to get rid of them all. And if you're going to crack on and get something done, or you want to get something done and you're struggling with getting something done, you've got to isolate yourself from all distractions. If you answer the phone, if you reply to a message, if you have all of your notifications turned on, then that's on you. So you've got to get rid of them all so that you can crack on and get the thing done that you know that you need to get done. Okay, so now we've covered the things that you want to stop doing so that you can just start getting done, taking action, learning on the way, learning while you're on the job rather than trying to spend years working out beforehand. Here are some little tips which can, you know, get you going more quickly, if you like. And that is, number one, pick the most important thing, the single most important thing that you've got to do. Because we all have a million things to do. Who out there in the world is going, oh, I've got nothing to do, I've got not enough things to do. Most people are not. Most people have way too many things to do. Everyone thinks they're too busy. Everyone thinks they're overwhelmed. So it's normal. It's not you, it's not them, it's normal. So the only thing that you can do in the moment is the most important task. A key result area, I call it a KRA, an income generating task. The most pressing important thing. Important is better than urgent, but if it's urgent, it's got to get done, because important is on your terms, urgent is on someone else's. Pick that single thing, block out the time, isolate yourself from the world, don't let anyone distract you, give yourself enough time, plan all the assets and resources you need before so you don't have to interrupt yourself to go and get something, and then just get it done. Sometimes it is just whatever it takes, just get it done. And I think a lot of the times people are making excuses. They're blaming, they're complaining, they're defending, they're justifying. They're, you know, all of these excuses out there as to why they're not getting it done, when you just got to roll up your sleeves and get it done. I don't know if you watch Suits, but you know when there's a big problem, generally the main protagonists, they're like, right, I'm getting it done, it's done, consider it done. And I really like that attitude. Roll up your sleeves, just get it done, no excuses. All right, and then when you get things done, it builds up your confidence to get more things done. You learn on the way so that you have to spend less time covering all the things I just told you about, which I'll summarize at the end of the video and podcast. Then you get more momentum, which you carry forward into more action, because nothing creates action more than action. You know, it's like a compounded momentum effect. So if you want some momentum, get something done, you'll feel energized, you'll feel inspired, you'll feel good about yourself, your self-worth will go up, and then you'll want to get more done, and it'll be easier next time. All right, if you make a mistake, which most people are scared of, which is why they do nothing, you can tweak it and correct it on the way. You can't correct a mistake you haven't made. So, you know, yeah, you don't want to make a mistake, so you don't do anything or take any risks. There's nothing to correct, but there's nothing to gain either. And just if you take small, consistent action and review small, consistent actions, you shouldn't make big mistakes, you should make small mistakes. And it's better to make lots of small mistakes than it is to do nothing, and then you can tweak it as you go. Also, the plan that you're spending years on and the why that you're spending months thinking about and everyone else's opinion that you're trying to take in and listening to all these mentors, it's good to have mentors, but not too many. You won't actually make the mistakes until you do it. So you might as well go out and make small, consistent mistakes. Then you can tweak. So I would say learn as you go, not just before you go. Learn a bit before you go, and then learn as you go, and then take some feedback, learn again as you go for round two and repeat the process. So let me summarize for you. Sometimes I think we've just got to stop blaming, complaining, justifying, defending, talking, making excuses, etc. Trying to find our why, listening to everyone's opinion, planning again and again and again, one more look through, one more talk through, one more read through, more counseling, more therapy, you know, more coaching. No, whatever it takes, get it done. No excuses. Hopefully you found this Rob's Rant episode, and I did a little live feed into the Unlimited Success Group as well, because I just thought I'd do that for you. If you're watching, make sure you subscribe to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. And if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.